They are back. The subprime lenders whose sketchy mortgages are at the root of today's financial collapse have a new game. They're rebranding themselves as vendors of safe, government-backed Federal Housing Administration loans. That's the topic of a cover article in Business Week magazine called "The Subprime Wolves Are Back." And here to talk about it is one of the reporters on the story, Robert Berner. Welcome to Day to Day.
Thanks very much.
Well, okay, first of all, you call them wolves. Who are they, really?
Well, there are a lot of the former companies that were large subprime lenders. So companies, for example, like Premier Mortgage or First Magnus or NationStar, they were large subprime lenders, and their businesses collapsed with the meltdown in the market. And really the only game in town now for mortgage lending is FHA.
So how big a market is this?
It's about, right now, a $250 billion market. And it's expanding because the government has, as part of the bailout, increased by $300 billion the number of loans that FHA can guarantee to try and help homeowners who are in trouble with subprime loans refinance into FHA loans.
Now, it's not necessarily bad, is it? Because not all subprime lenders did anything illegal, after all.
That is very true. But what our story really pointed out was how there are many former subprime lenders who have checkered regulatory paths that are now doing subprime loans. And it really raised the question of the due diligence FHA is doing in weeding out these players with bad backgrounds.
You quote a consultant group which predicts, and I'll quote from your article, within the next 12 to 18 months, there's going to be FHA insurance Armageddon. What does that mean?
Well, their staffing levels are short right now, and their systems are antiquated. They don't have the ability to do due diligence on all these companies that are making FHA loans. So what you have here is a situation where the FHA is outgunned, and the repercussions of that is there are going to be more bad FHA loans that ultimately are going to lead to a big bailout of the FHA.
I wonder, though, if the companies that you report on in your article are just a few bad apples, and that overall the system is working and that it's okay, and that, you know, if once these few bad apples are weeded out, it'll work fine.
That's a good question. And what I would say, it was very easy to find these companies that were bad actors. And the ease of finding them sure suggests that this problem's widespread.
Robert Berner, he co-wrote an article, "The Subprime Wolves Are Back." It's in this week's Business Week magazine. Robert, thank you.
Thanks very much.
Here now to respond to these allegations is FHA Commissioner Brian Montgomery. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, how do you respond to some of the allegations in the article? And let's start with the first one, and that is that you are simply not vetting these lenders carefully enough and letting in businesses who have criminal pasts, who have been barred from doing business in several states, and who have engaged in dubious subprime lending in the past.
Sure. First off, let me just say, unfortunately, there are bad people out there who commit fraud, who misrepresent the facts, misrepresent themselves. When that happens, we work very close with our Office of Inspector General, sometimes the FBI, to prosecute them to the full extent of the law.
Now, in this article, your inspector general, or the inspector general at your parent agency, HUD, is quoted as saying, "I am very concerned that the same players who brought us problems in the subprime area are now reconstituting themselves and bringing loans into the FHA portfolio." And then he says, "The root of this is you are absolutely understaffed."
You know, again, I would reference my mantra up on Capitol Hill for 3 years has been, we need more money for systems and we need more staffing.
Robert Berner told us that he found a company that had been basically skirting FHA rules in terms of making sure that the borrowers were eligible to receive these FHA-backed loans, one of the rules being that they could afford to pay back this mortgage, that the monthly payment doesn't exceed around 30% of their monthly income, that he found a lender that skirted these and was able to get away with it for a year without FHA noticing. How's that possible?
Well, back to your previous question about staffing, not unlike a lot of the government, other agencies I'm sure would tell you this, I would need, you know, hundreds if not thousands of staff to be able to perform that function.
So how concerned should taxpayers be that there will be, or there could be, a wave of defaults on mortgages that are FHA-backed, and they'll be left holding the bag, bailing out yet again another group of lenders who have given out faulty loans?
I think the taxpayers can remain confident that FHA will not need taxpayer support to stay in business. Unlike the subprime market, we, again, required borrowers to prove their income, to prove their job history. We looked at the totality of their debts, you know, things that were very common sense that used to be commonplace in the conventional market that just went by the wayside. That never left FHA, nor will it.
FHA Commissioner Brian Montgomery, thank you very much.
Madeline, thank you.